Folks, you can support the hardest working sports talk show in South Florida through Cash App or Venmo. Just search Cash Big O Show. Support us through Cash App or Venmo. Cash Big O Show. We thank you for your incredible support. Kenyon Drake was always an interesting discussion for us down here in the Dolphins Nation. And Kenyon Drake, as you all know, segue, is part of the Raiders. So Kenyon Drake gets moved by the Dolphins because they didn't want to give him a big contract, right? And he had the injury history and all that stuff, and they didn't have enough of a body of work of his to be secured, which I had no problem with that. And he goes to Arizona, and he actually played well, and he had some games. So now I ask you this. So he showed up and had some games for Arizona. Why didn't Arizona keep him? Is Chase Edmonds that much better? I like Chase Edmonds. But so what is it with Kenyon Drake? So if Kenyon Drake is so good, why wasn't anybody willing to give him the number one job? He had to settle to go play for the Raiders behind Josh Jacobs. Josh Jacobs is a pretty damn good player, bro. Damn good player. That's one of the picks that they've made that's pretty good. Kid's a baller. But you're back to being a number two again. Don't you find that strange? What is it about Kenyon Drake that we don't know behind the scenes? Why is it that somehow or another the Dolphins and Arizona didn't trust him? And yet he had moments for both, had more for Arizona than Miami because he had more playing time in Arizona. But yet they still said, no, we're going to go with Chase Edmonds. It's weird, isn't it? I find that strange because it's something that we always talk about, yet it never panned out. And we had Dolphin fans crying and clamoring for his ass all the time. Oh, we should have signed him. We should have kept him. Well, nobody wants to keep him. Nobody wants to make him a number one. Isn't that strange? Isn't that weird? Because I just wonder, what is it? What is it about his personality? What is it about his work ethic? What is it about Kenyon Drake that he has the ability? We've all known that. But somehow or another, he can't find the trust. He can't find the team that says, we're gonna give you our number one job. And he's still pretty young. He's still young enough and his body and everything is healthy enough to actually carry the load, be a number one, be a 1A maybe, because obviously we don't have bell cows anymore. But at least a 1A. Here he's not 1A, he's 1B, okay? And we're talking about 1B like Josh Jacobs is going to, like, run two or three series and then he'll run one or something. He's not going to be running. When you have Josh Jacobs, you don't need to use Kenyon Drake a lot, but you do want to use him some because you don't want to wear out Josh Jacobs. But I just find it kind of strange how he's bounced around and has talent, but nobody gives him the job. That's strange. And for those of you out there that clamored for him, I wonder what you're thinking now. Again, some of you don't want to live with the consequences that if you rework a contract after 1 year, you are now going to have to rework all the other contracts. Or if not, you've got hell to pay. And, you know, again, I think with Omar's discussion and myself the other day, there's really not that much of a difference in the money. They're making it out more than it is, and it's kind of a convenient argument, especially when you try to swing the signing bonus over to the final year of the rookie deal and not count it part of the current contract, which that doesn't make any sense. You got to count it, man. That's all part of it. That's the new money that you're getting. Pat in Asheville says, why not compromise with X? Play this year, third year of the five-year deal. No, this is only the second year. They gave him the money on the last year of his rookie deal, so it was an extension. Last year was the first year of the extension. So this is actually the second year of the deal, okay? But he says, why not compromise with X? Play this year, third year of the five-year deal, and then we'll extend you next season. Pat, this is what I think is going to happen. I think they fear all the knee surgeries. I think they fear that there's always some kind of a complaint from this guy. I think they fear that there's always baggage from this guy. And as I mentioned on the show with Omar's segment, the cap hit next year is not nearly as bad. In fact, it's minimal compared to what it is this year. They're not going to trade him this year. They're going to tell him, shut up and play, and we're not giving you any money right now. We'll talk down the line. That's the BS they'll feed him. Yeah, you know, we'll talk down the line. And then at the end of the year, they will then trade his ass somewhere before the draft for a bunch of picks. That's what's going to end up happening. That way they'll have 2 years of productive service under the belt, two great years of play if he plays great again this year, and 2 years removed from domestic issues. And if he doesn't have another knee scope, 2 years from a knee scope. So now all of a sudden, value is at the peak. You can go out and get the max for him. This year, you're going to play for the Dolphins and play your best, because it behooves you to play your best if you want more money, because you're not going to be able to get traded and get more money if you become a petulant child this year. So if you do that, you're going to hurt yourself from future earnings down the line. As I've said before, this was a contract. You know what? I forgot to look it up, but this was a contract that people questioned because of the knee surgeries. And I gotta go find all those articles, because several people wrote, "Wow, you know, it's kind of dangerous giving him this contract and all this and that." So, you know, it's not that simple. You can't rework a deal after 1 year. You just can't. You're gonna get. It's like throwing these big juicy steaks at those Dobermans in a 007 scene, right? You know. The guy that leads Spectre, right? Isn't he the guy that throws the steaks at the Dobermans, and they're like, you know, chomping it up? It's like that. That's what you're doing. Every agent is a Doberman. And whoa, all right, okay, the Dolphins can get suckered into reworking. We're talking about Chris Greer, who has been a hard line trader so far, okay, and has been a shrewd dude. Like, okay, Kyle Van Noy, we got cap issues. We got lost money and we got lost cap space. We can't keep him. We got to move him on. We got to go. They don't care, bro. Flowers, oh, no, we move him. That's it. Oh, this coach don't work? Out. This coach don't work? Out. They don't waste any time, dude. These guys are ruthless. And guess what? I love it. That's the way you got to run your football team. All right? Because you're going to have players do what they want to do. Right? And you just can't allow them to control what's going on. Oh, no, I deserve more money. You've got to give me more money. No, dude. I'm sorry. That doesn't work that way. So I like what they're doing. And right now, I think the right thing to do, play it out. Play it out, and you trade them in the offseason. And that's it. Unless, like our buddy yesterday, Larry Holder, said from The Athletic, and he covers the Saints for The Athletic, he said the Saints could go off the beaten path there and offer them a deal that they can't refuse before the season starts. Now, if that happens, then I think you're Miami. You have to consider the cap hit and you have to consider the compensation. You know what I'm saying? If New Orleans wants to get crazy, like Larry said. But if not, you wait till next year and let the bidding take over. And somebody will trade for him. You know why? Because there's going to be a couple teams that are going to say, we're close. We add that guy, and that changes our entire defense. And I know what some of you are saying. Well, oh, if they're saying that, how come we're not saying that? Well, they are, but they paid him, and now he's unhappy with that. He's unhappy after they made him the highest paid player at that moment in that position. And technicality, whether he was – number one or number two by a couple hundred thousand or 500,000 or a million, please give me a break. Okay, they gave him a very rich contract at that time, but every contract becomes outdated. Okay, the $33 million that Cousins gets is now overshadowed by the 45 or 50 that Mahomes is getting. That's just the way it goes. And Cousins set the standard, and he was getting paid more money than all the other quarterbacks in this league. And guess what? He's not better than a lot of those guys that he was getting paid more. He's getting paid more than Tom Brady and more than Drew Brees. You tell me that he's better than those guys? Not the Brees from last year, but you know what I'm saying. you know, it just, you got to handle this the right way. And unfortunately, there are rough patches along the way, and this is one of them. You overcame Minka, you overcame Tunsil, you'll overcome this, man. If it was the quarterback, then we'd be talking a completely different scenario. Okay? If it's Aaron Rodgers, I don't know, you got to find a way to fix that one. I don't know if Green Bay will, but that I can understand. But any other position, you could find another, man. You could find another. You can't find another quarterback.